AI-narrated audio generated from Sherry Maestro Market Research. Full article. Suncor's July rebound beats integrated oil peers, but pressure and volume lag the move. Suncor gained 5.4% for the week and 12.8% over 4 weeks, yet the weekly read remains balanced, as activity pressure stays negative and participation sits only in line with recent norms. Research brief. Suncor Energy closed at $62.43 on 17 July, 7.6% above its weekly trend line, and in the upper quartile of its 52-week range. The stock is outperforming its U.S. oil and gas integrated group over 1 and 4 weeks, but a negative activity pressure read, neutral expectancy, and average volume keep the setup from becoming a fully confirmed momentum move. Key points. First, Suncor rose 5.4% for the week, ahead of the U.S. energy sector average of 2.8% and the U.S. oil and gas integrated average of 1.5%. Second, the stock is 7.6% above its $58.00 trend line and 58.7% above Sherry Maestro fair value at $39.33, showing strong premium demand but a wide valuation distance. Third, relative strength is positive at 13.95, while activity pressure remains negative at -0.96, and the market dynamic signal shows no fresh buy. Fourth, volume was 19.2 million shares, equal to 1.0 times the 13-week average and below the 52-week average of 21.3 million. So participation has not yet escalated. Fifth, risk is still elevated, with 13-week weekly volatility at 5.4% versus a 52-week baseline of 3.8%, and the stock 10.6% below its 52-week high. Price action improves, but the longer quarterly read is still uneven. Suncor Energy finished the week at $62.43, gaining 5.4% and building on a 12.8% four-week advance. The move puts the integrated energy stock 7.6% above its weekly trend line of $58.00 and at 77.5% of its 52-week range, a constructive position after the late June dip below trend. The 52-week return remains strong at 66.3%, while the 12-week return is still slightly negative at -1.8%, which keeps the recent recovery from looking fully settled. The distance from Sherry Maestro fair value is also material. At 58.7% above the $39.33 fair value reading, the stock is being priced with a substantial premium. That can reflect persistent demand, but it also raises the bar for follow-through, particularly with the shares still 10.6% below the $69.83 52-week high. Sector context favors relative strength, not broad activity pressure. Suncor's weekly return outpaced the sector average of 2.8%, and its four-week return of 12.8% also exceeded the sector's 5.6% average. The stock ranked in the 78th percentile of a 226-name U.S. energy peer set for the week, supporting the relative strength evidence. Sector breadth is split, however. 57.0% of energy names have active trend signals, and 78.0% show positive RS, but only 12.0% show positive market dynamics pressure. The industry picture is even more selective. In U.S. oil and gas integrated, trend breadth is just 38.9%, and positive market dynamics breadth is only 5.6%, even as positive RS breadth stands at 72.2%. Suncor is among the stronger industry names over 4 weeks, though refiners such as PBF, DINO, VLO, and MPC have posted much larger recent gains in the broader energy peer set. That peer context argues for improving relative performance, but not a clean group-wide confirmation. Signal state remains balanced, as volume stays ordinary. Sherry Maestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 61. The trend backdrop is active, but only with a one-week active streak, and the market dynamics line is not confirming with a fresh positive pressure signal. Activity pressure sits at -0.96, while relative strength is positive at 13.95, a combination that points to improving price leadership without equivalent activity sponsorship. The latest week traded 19.2 million shares, almost exactly in line with the 13-week average of 19.7 million, and below the 52-week average of 21.3 million. That is sufficient participation for a constructive weekly close. But it is not the kind of expanded turnover that would strongly validate a two-week rebound of 7.6% and 5.4% after June's weakness. Risk and watch next framing. The main risk is that the rebound has arrived with elevated volatility and incomplete confirmation. Recent weekly return volatility is 5.4%, well above the 52-week baseline of 3.8%. The one-year up-down split remains favorable at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.5% versus average losses of negative 2.6%. But the 13-week record includes sharp downside weeks, including a negative 10.2% fall in mid-June. The next test is whether price can remain above the 58.00 USD trend line while activity pressure improves from negative territory. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would offer stronger evidence that buyers are adding sponsorship rather than simply allowing a low-friction rebound. The 52-week high at 69.83 USD remains the upper reference point, while a loss of trend would weaken the recovery case. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.